You shook the church as we sat and were praying. Your rushing wind had the man in flames. You showed your will and got us filled with goodness, grace, and great tongues of fire. They laugh at us cause we're talking real funny. They say we're bobbing booze and honey. I drank the wine, it was a sign. Grace and great tongues of fire. This is crazy. Feels good. Jehovah explains it. Well, the one who prophesied that understood. We'll find those lines in Joshua 28 and 29. You soothe my nerves and then you freedom my tongue. I'm feeling fervent, but I sure ain't drunk. I'm not crazy, but Christ has saved me. Grace and great tongues of fire. The brotherhood, your signs show it's time. Got to tell this world you're divine, divine. I will not fail with your word on my tongue. We're unlearned, but we sure ain't dumb. I'm not crazy, but Christ is saving. Goodness, grace, and great tongues of fire.
I think it feels we need this. I want a new covenant, one that Moses never had, one that won't make me have to die whenever I do bad. One that obeys the service, one that God pursued, one that's first revealed by that Jeremiah dude in 31 and 2. All in all, cross for us on top of a hill. I want a new covenant, one that won't go away, one the Lord's keeping up on high, one the world may receive by faith. None of us may deserve this, cause of stuff we do, but God made a deal I can't easily refuse. He's too good. I want a new covenant.
does it lock you up? Amazing grace breaks up.
I won't scrape the surface. I know what to do. I want to reread Hebrews 9:15 right now with you. There's quite a lot in Hebrews. Might as well read through, yeah, yeah.
Apologetics with an X is in your ears for another week. The Q and the J here with a couple of Lewis tunes this week. That's Jerry Q, the DJ, and Jay Jackson, that master parody for the band Apologetics. Good day, Jay.
Good day. Or should we, Jerry, should we call you Jerry Lee Q?
Yeah, there we go.
We let off with a Jerry Lee Lewis parody, Great Balls of Fire. Of course, his big number two hit. It's called Great Tongues of Fire. That's a from the perspective of Peter on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. It's great to be back here, you know. The other one after that was a Huey Lewis tune, as you alluded to, a double shot of Lewis. And Huey, it's a parody of I Want a New Drug. It's called I Want a New Covenant, to something that God said he was going to bring, even back in the Old Testament, back in Jeremiah 31, chapter 31, verse 31. He said that he would have a new covenant, and then Jesus talked about that the blood of the new covenant. So it's great to be here. I learned some interesting things about Huey Lewis recently, Jerry. You know, he played harmonica on a Thin Lizzy album back in the late 70s, early 80s. He was called Bluesy Huey Lewis, and you may know this, his band Clover used to back up Elvis Costello, too, so that guy got around.
Wow, some good history, yeah.
Yep. So now, speaking of history, some songs we're going to do next are some oldies. We have a parody of California Girls, the Beach Boys' number three hit, and it's called Crowd of Foreign Girls, from the perspective of Solomon, who certainly knew about a crowd of foreign girls because he married them. And after that, we have another king, not an Israelite king, a pagan king named King Nebuchadnezzar, and the song's called Do You Know What I Dreamed? And it's a parody of Do You Know What I Mean by Lee Michaels. From the book of Daniel, if you're following along at home in your Bibles. After that, we have a parody of ELO's Don't Bring Me Down from the Discovery album. It's from our Recovery album, and it's called Don't Bring Me Cows. And it's basically God talking about the sacrifice that he wants is a broken heart and a contrite spirit. It's much more important than animal sacrifices even back in the Old Testament. And finally, speaking of animals, Donkey Talk with him, a parody of the Rolling Stones, number one hit from 1969, Honky Tonk Women.
Girls are hip, I really dig my wife from there. And the sidekick girls with their pagan gods, they tired me out and I got snared. The Middle East foreign leaders gave me pagan gods.
alive and some, so now you know. Don't bring me cows. No, 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 no. Woo-hoo. I'll tell you once more. Don't try to pay off the Lord. Don't bring me cows. You wanna talk about a sacrifice? Come on the way you are and get contrite. Don't bring me cows. I'll tell you once more. Don't try to pay off the Lord. Don't bring me cows. 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 You took
we
Apologetics with an X, so happy to be sharing a myriad of tunes from the past 7 decades parodied up for you like a fine omelet. I don't want to egg you on, as you probably can't take a yolk, Jay, so I'll stop there. But do tell about where they can find these wonderful 600 or so songs you have in your repertoire.
Well, thank you, Jerry. Well, I'll have you know I did have a ham and cheese omelet this morning, so Friday is my omelet day. I go to IHOP with my wife. That's our Friday date when we can. So I actually did have an omelet this morning. So you're right. You've always got your finger on the pulse, Jerry. So places where they can find these songs, well, just remember the name of the show. So aptly named by Jerry Q, and the show is called Apologetics with an X. And so you spell our name with an X, APOLOGETIX. And you can do that. Go to our website, apologetics.com. Go to iTunes, Apologetics on iTunes. You can go to Amazon MP3, Apologetics, Pandora, Spotify, YouTube, Apologetics, Google Apologetics. Make sure you use an X, and we will probably show up. So you can get stuff there. You can get it directly from us on our website. Get everything we've ever done, but you can get it on iTunes too. You can listen to samples there. You can see hundreds and hundreds of videos made by fans, a couple made by us on YouTube. So, yeah, you can go all over the place there. And you'll hear songs like this, the ones we're about to play. One is the BTO hit. It was their breakthrough hit, Let It Ride. Our song's called Get a Bite, and that was a breakthrough for Peter, because that's when he realized, oh, this Jesus guy is something special. Jesus gave him a very plentiful catch after he'd been fishing and hadn't caught anything, and then he said he wanted to make him a fisher of men. After that, we have a parody of Charlie Daniels' band, Devil Went Down to Georgia. Ours is called The Devil Went Down to Jordan, because that's where Jesus, after he left the wilderness, down by the Jordan River, and the devil met up with him and tempted him. We all know how that turns out. Turns out a lot better than the original of Charlie Daniels, because I always think of this theory. At the end of that Charlie Daniels song, although it was an entertaining song, the devil still won, because the guy still was pride. Because he says, I'm the best I've ever been. And that's Al Pacino said as the devil in a movie a long time ago. He said, pride is my favorite sin. But anyway, I digress. The final song on this set is called Won't Get Born Again. It's a parody of Won't Get Fooled Again from the Who's classic album, Who's Next.
We tried all night. No ties could get a bite. We tried. I've been doing his work now while he's been doing
down to Jordan and he was looking for a show to steal. He was in a bind cause Jesus came to find the people willing to make it real. And he came across the Son of Man, saw him in the desert and praying to God. And the devil jumped upon a chance to tempt him, said, boy, let me tell you, it's hot. I guess you wouldn't show it, but I can tell you're craving food. Kid, I'm scared this desert air might get the best of you. Now, you ain't been eating your vittles, boy, but now your dinner is due. So if you really got sun, you turn these stones to bread and I'll butter it for you. The Lord said, I am hungry, but that would be a sin. Cause it ain't by bread man's gonna be fed, but by the word God's given him.
John the Baptist washed the Lord, and that's where it all starts. Cause Jesus left the Jordan and the devil hit him hard. And if he wins, you get to walk on heaven's streets and go. But if he sins, the devil gets your soul.
Space and said, why don't you throw yourself off this temple top as I watch you from below? Cause I'm sure you know that God will send all his angels to assist. And man would believe that you're him if they saw you did something like this. Finished, Jesus said, well, you're tempting God, old son. And it's written down in that book right there that thing should never be done.
Shout for the mount what God's done. The devil ain't a match for the rising sun. But you can never tempt God, did you not know? Man doesn't live by bread alone.
Devil finally said, Jesus, if you'll just worship me, then I'll give you gold that glitters, every crown and all you see. Jesus said, devil, just turn on back, cause I'm never gonna buy your scam. I love God too much, I'm gonna resist, I suggest you better scram. And we say,
shout for the mountain what God's done. The devil ain't a match for the rising sun. You can never tempt God, did you not know? Man doesn't live by bread alone.
They never read about the one that's
Apologetics for the next. Jay, we should let everyone know that they can hear our show each week at this time on this particular medium they're listening to right now. As far as our flagship station, Angel 95 in the Central Time Zone, we're hitting the airwaves and the stream at 7 p.m. Saturday and Sunday night, and again at 11 on Monday.
Yeah, thanks everybody for listening to us. We really appreciate it. This is quite a thrill. I had a friend email with me recently, and he was remembering the radio shows we used to do together. Like, you know, you play your records and you do it on. You were doing real radio shows while I was doing this, Jerry, with cassette recorders, and we had a radio station called 34 Zip. It never occurred to us that the radio dial didn't go down as far as 34. Anyway. The song we're about to play now are ones that was popular on the radio, a number one hit back in 1987, and from the Whitesnake album called Whitesnake, but in England it was called 1987 because they already had an album called Whitesnake. Anyway, it was called Here I Go Again. Ours is called Here I Go Against All I've Known, and it's basically, if you listen to the lyrics there, it's basically my story. I went from being a searcher to finding Jesus, and then, you know, everybody loves you when you're searching, but they don't like it so much after you decide that you found something, because they're afraid you're going to try and sell it to them. I wasn't trying to sell it to them. I was trying to give it to them. But anyway, we'll give it to them lyrically in this song instead. Finally, we have a song, next we have a song called You May Be Bright. It's a parody of Billy Joel's song from the Glass Houses, the number one song, number four song, You May Be Right, and deals with people who want to deny the resurrection of Jesus, say it never happened, say that he swooned, say the disciples stole the body. This will refute all those answers if you pay close attention. After that, we have a song called 969, and that was The Age of Methuselah. And the point of this is, no matter how old you get, and there are some guys who got pretty old in those early chapters of Genesis, we all die. The graduation rate is still 1-to-1, with the exception of Elijah and Enoch. So if today you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. And it's a parody of Bryan Adams' Summer of 69.
I don't know what I'm doing, but I sure know that I've sinned. Hanging on the precipice with 1,000 debts to pay, and I've made up my mind. I ain't waiting for more signs. Hear that story end. Here I'm born again. They told me keep searching for an answer. They never seem to mind till you think you're sure. Oh Lord, I pray you give me strength to bear this cross, 'cause I know what this means. It won't be long. Trust you. Faith is all stuff we cannot see. But I'm gonna hold on, Lord, and rest in my faith, 'cause I know what I read. To walk with God, I only need belief. I was warned, so long.
that stone. We're top defensive guys from Rome. And though Christ's own disciples were afraid, but the stone was knocked aside, and he made it out alive. So you said they only moved him from his grave. You may be bright, I say you're crazy. Hey, but you just may need illuminated a little more. Faith is strong because I know the way he died. Well, remember how they crowned him there, 'cause Rome had no electric chair. They slowly tortured folks until they died. Yeah, the Roman scourged him, and they said, take this cross and stay. Was done, they crucified him. Someone's spear went straight through at his waist. But you say the man just swooned, and they all were just confused, and it really was just in a coma state. You may be bright, I say you're crazy. Hey, but it just may be excuses that you're looking for. If you hate the light, it's too late to save you. My faith is strong because I know the way you died.
Such
Apologetics with an X. Parodies by that incredible parody band whose name is spelled APOLOGETIX. Did I get it right, Jay?
That's right. You should have been a cheerleader, Jerry.
Yeah. We're headed to the 90s to close out the show in just a bit.
Sure. We're going to start out with a big, big, huge number one hit from the very end of the 90s, a song by Santana with Rob Thomas called Smooth. Ours is called Truth. We spell it T-R-O-O-T-H. And the point is there's a lot of people out there who don't know how to smell truth. They don't know how to spell truth. They don't know what truth really is. Finally, we have two more songs. One is called I Want in That Place. It's a parody of I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys. And the point of this one is, you know, we look at heaven and say, I want in that place. Jesus is looking at our heart and saying, I want in that place. And you let him in your place, he lets you in his place. Finally, we have a song called Last Kiss, originally done by J. Frank Wilson and the Cavaliers. And this is a version that was done by Pearl Jam. Both of them went to number two. And the song is called Last Night. It's Peter looking back the day after he denied Jesus.
Man, it's a hot one. That separation of religion. I feel what's written in God's word could help everyone. Your state on school. My home teacher. My famished heart is more than eager. But my reason for reading is getting the truth. And if you said this Bible ain't good enough for the real life world, so give it up. I could change my mind to better suit your rules. But it's still true. And it's just like the notion that one of one is two. It's the same as any question on a test from the yellow world. You got to find solutions that can be absolute, yeah. Live in the dark, can't you still? Or else go get a Bible. Cry and shame. Can't live by bread, but every word I hear that came out of his mouth. I love the Bible so. It's like arithmetic and reading though. I feel the learning of the world comes awful slow, shutting it out. Change my mind to better suit your rules, but it's still true. And it's just like the notion that one of one is two. It's the same as any question on a test from the yellow world. You got to find yourself and that can be called the truth, yeah. Live in the dark and you still, or else go get a Bible.
fire I want inside there beneath heaven. I pray I want in that place, but we are two worlds apart. You speak to my heart, then you say, I want in that place. Tell me why it came knocking on my heart.
At dinner last night, he looked at me and said, you're came up like this. I fell below and I knew that I did. But now it's gone, even though I hope and cry. I cost my Lord his life last night. Oh, where can my Savior be? The Lord that took him away from me. He's gone to heaven and it's not looking good. Cause I can see my Savior when I need him most. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.